And the final official audition for Happiest Competition on Earth is Para Paramore 23, take number 3.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and I've had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man cub and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of monkeying around. So, ooh-bet-doo, I want to be just like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you, too. You see, it's true. An ape like me can learn to be human, too. Shabibap, 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 shadoopadoopiba, shubadidooba, shubadipadoopiba, shabibap, 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 shadoopadoopiba, shubadidooba, shubadipadoopiba.
And that was our final audition of the main audition round. Oh my god, oh my goodness, that was the last one, even though we still have one more. Like the second chance round coming up, but that was the last one in the main auditions. We're not going to hear any more new people now. And even that wasn't hearing a new person. That was Para Paramore on their third try. Mm-hmm. The first note I have is, oh, it's Sherman Brothers. I bet Zell is really happy right now.
That's my first note.
I knew it because she loves Sherman Brothers.
I do.
I actually thought that this was the best of your three auditions, though it still wasn't the best song we've heard. I thought this was a decent range for you. I kind of liked you in this lower range. It maybe got a little too low at times. I would have liked you to transpose this maybe like one key upwards so that when you got to those lower notes, it didn't start to sound a little too low. I was a little disappointed in the scatting because I felt like you were just going through the motions with the, like, I have to scat now. Here I go. There wasn't enough pizzazz. That's the second pizzazz note I've given for the night. Because when you're scatting, you got to really just be.
Feel it.
You got to be in the scat. I have had to scat on stage before. Scatting is like one of the worst things in the whole wide world, having to scat. Tweedoo! Oh, God.
I love scatting.
My one friend was in a show, and this is a side story. My friend was in a show, and he had to scat, and he was so horrible at it that he hated it. It took him so long to get it that he asked the person, like, when we get to this part, can I just be like, scat? And be it? Just, like, say the word scat rather than have to actually scat. Because scatting is hard, and I just felt like you weren't into it. You weren't feeling it. It was just, you know, and here I am saying the words in this scat, but you weren't actually feeling that jazziness to it.
Going through the motion of it.
You were going through the motion of it, yes. Going through the motions, walking through the part. Do you know where that is from, Zell?
Buffy?
Yes! Anytime I say going through the motion, I think of that song.
That's where I got it from.
Yes! Awesome! But I don't know, I did think this was the best for you. I felt it was a little low. It was a little low on energy, but it had more energy than I think some of your past performances have had. So, good job on improvement. So?
Okay, as I said, my first note is Sherman Brothers! Caps and exclamation points. Let's see. I do know this version because Big Bad Voodoo Daddies came to Houston within the last month.
Ooh.
At House of Blues, yeah. You have a nice vibrato, especially the one at the beginning. Lower jazz seems like a good genre and range for you. Or it's just probably this was a better song choice compared to your other two. Let's see. I think this, although singing this, it would sound better with the music because it has harmonies and it'll make more sense with the harmonies included. I don't think this is a good choice to sing a cappella. Because it sounds really different if you don't know this version for the other people. This is your best of your auditions compared to My Evangeline and your Cruella de Vil. Yay, Sherman Brothers. And that's all I have.
Okay, and we do have some notes from Jeffers. This is a cool version, he says. jazzy spin, good like. Does that even make sense? I don't know.
Yeah.
Your ooby-doo was flat. A little choppy, hold your notes a bit longer. Jazz solo, cool. Those are his notes.
Okay.
Do you have anything else?
I think I'm good.
All right, then I guess this means that we have to, you know, re-listen and rank them, and then we're going to results. Dun, dun, dun.
Results.
The final results of the main round. And then we're going to reveal all the fun information that people have been waiting for all this time.
And bugging me for.
Bugging you for, yeah. People are like, like trying to get us to drop hints and stuff as to what's to come. But you're going to find out very shortly, folks. People are like,
yes.
Are like peeing in anticipation right now.
I could say something, but no.
I don't know. That was just random. I'm the loopy one, what? I accept that.
I'm the sane, sleepy.
I said this in the listen the other night, and I'll say it again because I think it really describes me best, is I am the Paula of the show in the non-medicated sense of Paula Abdul. Everyone's a little piece of Paula here. I'm the non-medicated Paula Abdul version. Are we good to go?
I'm good to go.
All right, let's do this.
All right. All right, people. You know what time it is?
This is it. This is the moment.
This is the final audition round, meaning these will be our final auditionees to go through before our second chance round.
Gasp.
Ambie's excited.
Yes, I am.
Make her happy by entering. So, as you notice, there's 10 auditions and 3 of us. So, the way we did was we all agreed on 2 people, mm-hmm. and then we each picked 1 person. Mm-hmm. So, who wants to announce either both or one of our all chosen persons?
I'll do one and you can do the other.
Jeffers can't.
So why don't I do the first one? Why don't you do the first one, then I'll do the second one because you get first of the other 3 picks. So you do the first one and I'll do the second one.
Okay. So our first pick of the night, and this was a unanimous choice of the,
mm-hmm. Both of the first 2 and the ranking between them was a unanimous choice between the 3 of us.
Right. All right. Traviata, congratulations.
Oh my god, Reflections was the top winner! What is the world coming to?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still trying to figure that part out.
We have to accept this, because it really was the best one of the night.
Right.
But we will say that the second one was a very close second.
Right.
It was a very close second. And the second person going through tonight, as decided by all 3 of us, is JC Trance. You are safe, and you are going on to the main competition. Congratulations.
Congrats. All right. So that now means that we each have picked a choice to pass through.
Yes. You are first.
And, correct. And my choice is Darkihime.
Darkihime!
Woo!
Yay!
I love Georgette's song.
Yay!
Is that your, like, borderline dolphin right there?
No, that was... You opened it up for me. I almost forgot to put the dolphin in, so now it's in. So now Dylan can't yell at me.
All right.
Now comes to my pick.
Ooh, bum, bum, bum.
And I am going to let through. And I just want to say that I did have to re-listen to this, and this middle zone was a little tough for me, but in the end, I had to weigh out people's performances tonight versus the potential for them in the future. Because I'm pretty sure that this person, when I was reviewing it, because it was early on, I wasn't as enthusiastic about it, but upon rehearing it, I feel better about it than I was then, and I'm going to give the spot to Grethel. Just work on your volume, Grethel, because other than your volume, I when I re-listened to it, I found myself liking it, like, better than I did back then. I don't know if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
I think so. I'm reading what Steph is reading.
Yeah. Oh, well, this is just a note going back. It's JC Trance 19, apparently. I didn't realize that there was a 19 in it. So
oh.
That's what he meant by, because he typed in 19 and we're like, what? 19? What? So going back, JC Trance 19, you are safe. And Grethel, you are safe as well. So then the last pick comes down to Jeffers, who can't speak, so we have to say his pick for him.
No. Let's use the voice. Let's use the voice. Well, who does he pick?
Well, he has to pick. He's like, dot, 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 meh.
Meh. No, you can't enter yourself, Jeffers. I'm sorry.
No, yeah. Meh, as in you? No, you can't be the last pick. Pish. Psh. Translating for him. Pick, man, pick. Pencil.
I'm going to put psycho music under this.
He's tied. Go with your instinct. All right, so he's made his pick. Do you want to say it, Zell, or do you want me to say it?
You have fun saying Japanese names.
Oh, come on. Well, now that kind of gives
fine,
away.
I'll say it. I'll say it then. We're sorry to ruin the suspense. Hatomi Kazuki, you have passed.
Yes. Congratulations. So, going through tonight. Yeah, Jeffers is sad because it was really close with one other person for him.
Yeah, our next choice we felt really improved.
Yeah.
And we just felt...
A lot of people really improved tonight. So then, do you want to read the safe list? Because I'm actually composing the list of who can do second chance.
Okay, our safe people for the evening are Traviata, JC Trance 19, Darky Hime. It's Grethel, you said? Because I have it down as Grendel. Okay, Grethel,
I have it as Grethel from her file name. It's a TH,
okay,
not a D.
No,
Grendel is
I,
the
I
one from Beowulf.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I keep accidentally putting. So Grethel, I'm sorry. And Hatomi Kazuki, you are all safe.
You are into the main competition, but there is still a second chance. And now we're getting into the fun info. This is the part that everyone has been waiting for and bugging us over. So
you haven't said who needs to... Oh, well, they'll find out when you finish. So
yeah. I have the list here of who qualifies, and I'm pretty sure I have everyone down here. Okay, so now we are getting into... We're calling it the I'm Wishing Second Chance round because you're all wishing to get into the competition. Isn't that funny? How hilarious.
I love that.
The following people qualify for it because you had to have auditioned. And yeah, it's a bad pun. That's right, Jeff. Bad joke. I guess it's a bad joke. The following people, and I hope I haven't missed anyone on this list. I'm pretty sure I have everybody here. That has auditioned already and has not gotten through yet. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 of you that are eligible for this round. And they are...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so hopefully all 14 submit because I'm really excited for the theme, which you'll find out in a second. So Michelle Len, Shylock with a 3 and the 0. Sherlock, sorry.
Sherlock.
Sherlock. Breezy Says Relax, V. Macaulay, Hari 26, Heaven Donsu, Para Paramore 23, Saigo, and it is Saigo, I know it now. Matt, and I never did learn how to say his last name.
Nguyen.
Okay, thank you. Again, things I can't pronounce. Sukono. Oh, this person got through tonight, so taking them off the list. Princess Sailor Moon, Cho Kitty, and Finistroko. That one.
The Italian sounding name.
I can't pronounce other languages. So there are actually 13 people that qualify for the round. If I've missed you, I'm sorry, but you should know if you're in or not by now. So the I'm Wishing Second Chance round. For it, all the same rules apply for it as the original auditions did. It has to be a cappella, no mixing, no mixing effects, all that stuff. And there is a theme.
Yes.
And the theme.
We're all excited.
Excited for this. The theme is you must sing theme park music. We wanted to use this for a main round because there's so much that you can use, but a lot of the stuff that would qualify, there are no karaoke like music tracks for. So since we're still doing this a cappella, we're putting it in here so it'd be easier for you. So Sakono's already a step ahead because he did a theme park song tonight. And anything, it has to be theme park made or like exclusive. So like rides, such as, and some examples, you don't have to do just these, but these are just some examples to help you. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Grim Grinning Ghosts
from a Haunted Mansion.
Small World,
Zippity Doodah from Splash Mountain.
Anything from Sing Along Songs, Disneyland Fun.
Yeah, because that stuff is basically all rides and stuff like that. Country Bear Jamboree. Damn. Thank you, Jeffers. All kinds of things like that. You can also do show music. And this is a bit of a slippery slope because there are some shows in the parks that use song from the movies. You can't use something that was in a that was made for the movie and then transferred to the park. So like Festival of the Lion King from Animal Kingdom, that does not count. But the Finding Nemo musical from Animal Kingdom does count because those songs were written for the parks. The Aladdin show in California, there's a few songs that were written for the show in California that can count, but if it was originally written for the movie, that does not count. So if you're iffy on a song, if it counts or not, you can ask us and we'll tell you yes or no. Going into, because if you say something, you get DQ'd, and that's bad. You don't want to get DQ'd for a bad song choice. That's bad. And this is what I want people to do. I want people to do parade music. Parades are, like, my favorite things ever. So just some examples. You've got, like, the holiday parades, Boo to You, Once Upon a Christmas Time Parade. You've got all the old parades. Every parade has its own theme song. You can use any of those. You can use music that they play at fireworks. And there are some ways to get around using mainstream songs. Like if you were to do Fantasmic, they use some mainstream songs. They're kind of like a mega mix, like mashed together. If you were to do the
medley,
like a medley. So like if you were to do the Fantasmic arrangement of the songs in the medley, that would count because it's the Fantasmic arrangement of other songs. Or the current parade, Celebrate a Dream Come True, they mash all the different songs together in their different units. So that would count as well, as long as you do the arrangement from that. So this is going to be due to us by September 1st is going to be the due date for these. September 1st. And we will be making up an email and sending it out to you. So.
And for those who don't know, that is a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday, yes. The dates are a little sporadic right now for us, but after a couple of weeks, we're going to be getting into a normal schedule. We're just trying to fit everything in at this time to get us ourselves, everybody into it, since we're still kind of half in the main round and half in the audition round still. Because now we're going to announce the first challenge for everyone who is in the show. So we just had like 36 people go, oh my God, here we go.
Bum, bum, bum.
This is not the first round yet. Ooh, slight twist. The first
thing
is going to be an immunity round. Because there are so many people right now, we need to somehow trim the numbers down for the first round. So what we are doing is we are doing the We're All in This Together group immunity challenge. This is large group immunity. You can have 3 to 5 people in your group. So, as Jeffers has just said, make friends fast, connect, get some friends
go
with
strong.
Benefits.
That does not sound right, Jeffers.
Get friends with benefits in a Disney competition? Psh. You do not have to sing a song that was made for groups. You can take a song that was solo and arrange it.
Split it up, add harmonies.
Yeah, you can
be creative.
Be creative with it. You're going to have lots of time to work on this because you have from now, and we're making this due on September 9th, which is a whole week after the due date for the second chance. So the people who get through on second chance will have a chance as well to get in. And one thing you really want to focus on with this group immunity, Zelenia, you want to say what Jeffers did? What's Jeffers said?
You want to be cohesive. You want to be technical. Jeffers, what's the third one mean? Oh, break up parts even. All right. Thank you, Jeffers. No cheating. Let's see.
And there's only
pencil.
Oh, yes.
Sing properly.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to screw your team over because, yeah.
And We're not sure how many people if you all impress us, we might let more than one group through. We're not sure how many people we're going to let through yet, because we have to still finalize how many people are getting cut in the first couple of rounds, because we will say the first couple of rounds are going to be big cuts. So it's really important that you get this group immunity, because you're automatically then into the first, pass into at least round two, because you'll get through round one. So you're automatically getting to round two. And the first round is probably going to be a massive cut, more than like we haven't.
Yeah, it is going to be a massive cut. So I thought it was going to be massive.
This is going to be really important that you get this. There's something I wanted to say about this, but I forget what it was.
If you're in the listing party, make friends now.
Yeah. People that are listening to this right now are already like PMing, so they're going, be in my group, be in my group. Alliance, alliance.
I already seen people make alliances for this competition. It's amazing.
Nice. Oh my God. This is something that's important, because if you're just so to make it easy on us, whoever wins group immunity is not going to have to turn in for the first round. We need cut numbers, because we don't want to be listening to like 45 people on the first night. It would take us like 3 days to listen to them all and get it out. So that's also important, because then you get to rest. You'll get to work on the next round ahead of time. So
you really want
this. We're all in this together. Immunity challenge.
Right.
And now.
I had it called out, didn't I?
Yeah. Originally, it was just strength in numbers immunity. But then Zelina was like, we should call it the all in this together challenge.
I like themings. I like having theme names for her challenges.
Some of the later
makes
themes
it more fun.
Yeah. So just to reiterate dates, I'm Wishing Second Chance, due on September 1st. All in This Together Group Immunity Challenge, due on September 9th. And now, drumroll. We are revealing what the twist is.
Fine.
Yes.
Do you hear all the whats? I do.
Yes, we are, Jeffers. We decide we're revealing what it is, but we're not revealing who gets it yet. So we're making you all your lips water for this one, because... And I think it goes well with the next theme, because the next theme is theme parks. And, you know, when you go to the theme parks and you really want to get on a ride like Soarin', it's such an amazing ride, but it's never worth like a 3-hour wait to get on the ride, because you wait there. And
like,
it's
like Indiana Jones.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That was bad.
There's no, like, some of them. Well, Soarin' is good. Soarin' is good, but it's not worth. It's like a 5-minute ride. It's not worth a 3-hour wait. So sometimes you go there, and if you have a parking ticket, you get a thing called a fast pass.
They're free, people.
They're free. They're amazing. And, like, you get a time to come back in between, but just a little tip, you don't have to come back in that time frame window. You can come back anytime after the start time, and you can still use it. So what we decided to do is we're going to give someone a fast pass. And this fast pass is going to get them straight to round 4.
Ooh.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You will automatically have immunity for round 1, round 2, and round 3. Whether or not you win the immunity with the group challenge. Mm-hmm. So, but the thing is even though you have immunity, we don't want you still, you know, slacking off on it. You still have to turn in for the rounds. We still want you to try. We don't want you BSing nothing. Prove to us that you want to be there, because then that could always prove against you in the future if we think you didn't try during your immunity rounds, and that could count against you in the future. It will make you look bad.
Yep.
So who is going to get this? Who is going to get this? Well, that's for us to talk about.
To know.
For us to talk about and know, and for you to find out at the end of next episode. We're going to reveal who will have the fast pass at the end of the next episode, which is going to be the I'm Wishing special. So,
kind of excited.
We're so evil, Jeffers says. So, who could it potentially be? Who
could... It's a twist and a twist.
It's a twist and a twist. We're throwing you onto, like, the Mad Tea Party, and, like, we're twisting you around in circles all over the place. There's no telling.
Making you dizzy.
Making you dizzy. Jeffers is like, that's a horrible joke. Horrible joke. Horrible. So,
Okay. Hey, we have you as a computer voice.
Yeah, computer voice, Jeffers. Boo to you! Boo to
you. Boo to you, too.
You and you and boo to you and you and you and you. Happy Halloween. That's a, that could be used next week. That's the parade, that's a parade song.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
All right, so tune in to the I'm Wishing Challenge. It should be out a day or two after the turn-in date. We're not going to give you an exact date because we're not quite sure yet.
Because school starts for some of us soon.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, people are going to be moving. And if Jeffers can talk by then, we'll see how it's going to be for him. We'll see.
If not, we can always bring back the robot voice.
We'll see how well the robot voice goes over. Because don't forget, like, Mitch Diamond didn't go over very well in performance. And he
that was just creepy. That was creepy.
People might think that just... Jeffers as a Japanese robot is pretty creepy, too.
That's funny. I'm done.
We leave you all to sweat. Good night.
Good night. Make your alliances and fast passes are free. Do not do what my family did. We thought you had to pay for them.